The epistle for this feast of St. James is taken from the first epistle of Blessed Paul the Apostle to the Corinthians, chapter 4, verses 9 through 15. Brethren, for I think God has set forth us, the apostles, last of all, as men doomed to death, seeing that we have been made a spectacle to the world and to angels and to men. We are fools for Christ, but you are wise in Christ. We are weak, but you are strong. We are honored, you are honored, but we are without honor. To this very hour we hunger and thirst, and we are naked and buffeted, and we have no fixed abode, and we toil, working with our hands. We are reviled, and we bless. We are persecuted, and we bear with it. We are maligned, and we entreat. We have become as the refuse of this world, the offscouring of all, even until now. I write these things not to put you to shame, but to admonish you as my dearest children. For although you have 10,000 tutors in Christ, yet you have not many fathers. For in Christ Jesus, through the gospel, did I beget you. Please stand for the Holy Gospel. Continuation of the Holy Gospel according to St. Matthew, chapter 20, verses 20 to 23. At that time, the mother of the sons of Zebedee came to Jesus with her two sons. And worshiping, she made a request of him. He said to her, "What dost thou want?" She said to him, "Command that these my two sons may sit, one at thy right hand and one on thy left hand, in thy kingdom." But Jesus answered and said, "You do not know what you are asking for. Can you drink of the cup of which I am about to drink?" They said to him, "We can." And he said to them, "Of my cup you shall indeed drink. But as for sitting at my right hand and at my left, that is not mine to give you, but it belongs to those for whom it has been prepared by my Father." Thus far the words of today's epistle and Holy Gospel. Please be seated. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. And he said to her, "What dost thou want?" In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. My dear friends in Christ, today we celebrate the feast of St. James the Greater, the feast day that outranks the Sunday. And whenever Holy Mother of the Church highlights a feast like she does today to outrank, especially a Sunday, we should pay attention to it and see what lessons there are to draw and what we can learn from the example of the saint or the graces we can benefit from that feast day. St. James was one of the first to follow Christ. He is known as the sons of Zebedee. He was brothers with St. John, the beloved friend of Christ. St. James lived a life that as much effort as he put forth, he found a lot of frustration and discouragement. And I think it's this lesson that we can draw some type of inspiration from, especially we who are trying to live our faith in these ungodly times. St. James was admonished by our Lord a few times. First, when they got their mom to ask that they are able to be on his left and his right in his kingdom, they didn't understand what they were asking. The next time is after they came back from the mission that Christ sent them on to let them know that he was going to come into their cities. They came back from a Samaritan town because they wouldn't receive him. They came and asked our Lord that the city be destroyed by brimstone and fire. And our Lord rebuked them. Perhaps it's because of this incident that Maybe the other apostles started to call them the sons of thunder. Why is St. James today known as St. James the Greater? To differentiate him from the other St. James who was an apostle who's called the lesser. Not because he was a lesser saint or less holy or a lesser position, but it says in the martyrology because St. James the Lesser was not as big in stature or height. St. James the Greater, though, had a distinction from the other apostles in that he was one of the three who was taken by our Lord and was transfigured before them, and they saw his glory as our Lord was alive. The glory of his divinity, of his essence, his goodness, his holiness. He was able to see the transfiguration, but he was part of the same three who got to see the disfiguration. When our Lord took Peter, James, and John, the same three, into the inner garden, and they saw our Lord in agony, and they saw him sweat blood. St. James was the brother of St. John, as we said, the son of Zebedee, and his mother was Mary of Salome, one of the ones who was with our Blessed Mother at the foot of the cross. After Pentecost, St. James went about to preach in Jerusalem and all Judea, and he was frustrated by the success and people still not listening to him. So he basically washed his hands of where he was preaching, said, "I'm going to go elsewhere." And so he went off to Spain, thinking he would find a different result. But as for some missionaries, they are not meant to see results. They are meant to plant seeds, and others are meant to see the results. St. James was one such a missionary. As he was in Spain trying to convert people, having very little, if any, success, once again found himself in a dark place, real discouragement, real depression. So much so that that was his prayer to the good Lord to sustain him, felt himself crushed by the darkness. And an amazing thing happened, and that was that our blessed Lord appeared to his blessed mother, who was still alive at the time, living with St. John, and told her to go, that James, his disciple, was having trouble. And angels came to our blessed mother and transported her while she was alive from Judea into Spain. And they brought along with them a statue with the image of our blessed mother at the top, standing on a pillar. And our blessed mother went, comforted James, and told him that her son desired him to build and consecrate a chapel in her honor. Now, this situation is remembered, commemorated, and celebrated by the church under the feast of Our Lady of El Pilar. Interesting note, the material that this statue is made out of and the pillar stands on is unknown to human scientists. Have tested it, and researchers have investigated, and it's not of this world. Anyways, the first church that was made and consecrated in the New Testament was made and consecrated to our Blessed Mother. Should be a significance to us in that our church is dedicated to our Blessed Mother as well. After completing his mission, he went back to Jerusalem, and there, only after a short duration, he was captured by Herod Agrippa, and his head was severed from his body by a sword. and he suffered martyrdom. And it was only then that the blood of his death started to produce fruit in his missions. Centuries for centuries, people have made pilgrimages to Santiago and to Spain and to other places and to the Chapel of El Pilar. Devotion to St. James have been great, even to the extent of Mexico. I remember visiting or helping out the bishop when he was on mission. We went to Mexico and went to a town called Dos Caminos. And Dos Caminos is a pretty good sized town. The majority of people in that town are traditional Catholics. They have a little missionary site for the modern church. But we were down there on the Feast of St. James. And people do a black fast day before his feast day. In the morning of his feast day, they take his statue, which on the high altar, and they process him through the town. And they have him stop at each of the houses. All the houses are blessed by St. James. And they have a mass. And they have great festivities all into the night with fireworks, which would never be approved in our country. There many people have been affected by St. James. Let us switch for a moment to the ninth Sunday after Pentecost and see what we have there to meditate on. We have a solemn occurrence. Our Lord has been met also with frustration and discouragement as much as our Lord could. More frustration, because discouragement can speak about not understanding God's will, but Christ was perfectly aligned with God's will, for he was God, made man, and was willing to do the will of his Father. But frustration, no doubt. So much so that as he looked down on the city of Jerusalem, perhaps having escaped his enemies who were seeking his life, he wept, it says. And why did he weep? We don't have to guess. It says right here in Scripture. He wept over it, saying, "If thou hast known in this thy day, even thou, the things that are for thy peace, if you've only have known." And now it comes to us. How do we apply this to ourselves? St. James was one person. Just one person. St. James didn't consider himself a success, at least not in earthly measurements. He knew he was trying to do God's will. But then again, when do earthly measurements really measure up to how God measures? But St. James has affected souls even to this day. And it's a great lesson for us that we ought to affect souls in our day. Point of fact, remember last Sunday, I talked to you about Mother Dominica's sister-in-law, who is suffering. I asked for your prayers, and indeed, if not all, most prayed, I'm sure of it. One even gave me a stipend and told me to have a mass prayed for her sister, and I did on Monday with Mother in attendance. And later on that day, I got news that the woman who was unwilling to talk about faith and unwilling to pray, face the realities of going from time to eternity, unwilling to see a priest, decided to see a priest, received the sacraments, and got back into the church. Your prayers. We're meant to be instruments of peace. We're not here for ourselves. We are here to affect good in others. We're not here to have people highlight the good that we do. That's a waste of time and energy. We're supposed to let the light that has been given to us shine within us and through us so they might see our good works and rejoice in our Father who is in heaven. And it's powerful. But it's absolutely necessary to this day. it's easy to get caught up with the politics of the world and popular opinion and everything else. It's another thing to promote Christ unadulterated. It takes an unselfish person to do that. And so I ask you, as Christ asked Mary Salome, the mother of St. James and John. No, I don't say I ask you. I say that it is asked of you. What is it that you want? Search your heart. Identify what is the most important. And sincerely ask. Suggestion? The prayer of St. Francis is a good suggestion. Lord, make me an instrument of thy peace. For there is hatred, let me so love. For there is injury, pardon. Where there is doubt, faith. Where there is despair, hope. Where there is darkness, light. Where there is sadness, joy. O Divine Master, grant that I may not so much seek to be consoled as to console, to be understood as to understand, to be loved as to love. For it is in giving that we receive. It is in pardoning that we are pardoned. And it is in dying that we are born into eternal life. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Confessions will be heard.